Exclusive, Ron DeSantis, Andrew Gillum will turn Florida into a petri dish for George Soros. By Aaron Klein on October 29, 2018. Orlando, Florida. Florida gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis is warning that if Democratic opponent Andrew Gillum is victorious, then his state will become a petri dish for people like George Soros and Tom Steyer, referring to the activist billionaires. "And I think that that will have a really negative effect," continued DeSantis, speaking to Breitbart News in an exclusive interview. "Gillum is in the pocket of people like Tom Steyer and George Soros. So if he is able to win in a state like Florida, I think you are going to see a conflagration across the country of these hard-left candidates emerging, and they can do a lot of damage if they could get into office." DeSantis was responding to a question about the national importance of his race beyond the ramifications for Florida. He further replied, "If I win, we will keep Florida going in a good direction. 2020 I will be lined up making sure that Republicans win across the ballot. I also think it is good to have big states that are doing well under conservative leadership. Texas, Florida have both done very well. We need to continue that. And the more that we do well in states that are very prominent, I think that helps Republicans across the country, because we can point to these success stories. And we had a lot of success stories at the state level and with our governors. So we are going to continue to do that. I think it is really important. We have a pretty clear contrast here between a guy like me, who is a solid conservative, served in the military, has done everything the right way, versus Gillum, who represents this radical progressive left. He has used the office to feather his own nest and benefit himself. Gillum is heavily tied to Soros, and his campaign is also backed by Steyer. Days before Gillum's August 28 primary, Soros joined with fellow billionaire Steyer to lead a group of donors making a $650,000 infusion into Gillum's coffers. Soros contributed to The Collective, a little-known but increasingly influential political organization that says it is seeking to build the black political power movement. The Collective reportedly injected nearly $2 million into Gillum's campaign, funding television and radio ads and get-out-the-vote drives. Breitbart News reported that Gillum graduated from an Oakland, California-based training school for progressive revolutionaries that has spawned a list of activists who have gone on to become the who's who of the far-left leadership world, with many taking senior positions at organizations financed by Soros. In scores of cases, graduates of the Rockwood Leadership Institute founded or directed notorious Soros-financed activist groups, such as Black Lives Matter, Media Matters for America, MoveOn.org and the Tides Foundation, one of the nation's largest funders of progressive groups. Soros's own Open Society Foundation sent top staff to Rockwood for training. Notorious radicals Van Jones and Linda Sarsour are among the many famous names listed as alums. Gillum is listed as a 2012 Rockwood alum. The Florida politician's involvement with the radical school was not cursory or symbolic. Only 5 months ago, Gillum boasted in a speech to the Center for Environmental Health that he attended the institute for about a year and a half. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.